All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Wood Branch Public Infrastructure District. Today is May 7th, 2026. It's 10:07 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow, Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Gary, your chair, would you like to start?
Sure. Gary Langston, third cadence.
Scott Kaufman, third cadence.
Rachel McAleese, third cadence.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese, District Council.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call currently. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. Board, first up, board meeting minutes from our last meeting on March 23rd. Have you guys had a chance to review them? Do they look accurate?
Yeah, I reviewed them and they look accurate.
Okay, could I get a motion, Scott?
Motion to approve prior meeting board minutes.
Thanks, Scott.
Second.
Thanks, Gary. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, next up, we have the quarterly financials, expenditure listing, and then Shelby, if you just want to continue and go into the tentative budget amendments.
Okay, will do.
Okay.
Great. Board, first item is the quarterly expenditure listing. So total amounts paid for the quarter, $26,300, 3 cents, 88. Apparently, I don't know how to talk through $26,303.88. All represents administrative costs and then also includes that working capital requisition that was done in January to reimburse the developer for administrative costs paid in 2025. I'll move right into the quarterly financial statement. So here's the balance sheet as of March 31st. Total assets for the district just over 27.8 million. About 48,000 was in the general fund for partial balance of that working capital fund. The total balance remained at 71,000 as of March. Total assets in the debt service fund about 27.7 million. All of the amounts in the UMB accounts are restricted to those 2024 bonds, and then 22.4 represents the remaining assessment lien to be collected to repay those bonds. Current accounts payable were about 28,000 as of the end of first quarter. So first page is the general fund budget to actual. There's been interest earned in, for $700 on the working capital fund, and then expenditures to date about 20,000. Legal is trending over budget just due to time, I think involved with the bond transaction for that assessment area number two. Next page is the debt service fund. So here revenues were about 617,000, which includes interest of 41,000, and then assessment prepayments received for about 575,000. There will be a payment on June 1st for both interest and then principal for any prepayments that have been received to date. Then last page is the capital projects fund. Really no activity here, just $3 of interest. Again, this 23,000 really represents the working capital fund, which gets moved over to the general fund as that gets spent and utilized. So any questions on the expenditure listing or the financials today?
No.
Not for me.
Okay. Could
Okay.
I get a motion then to approve or accept the quarterly financials and the expenditure payment listing?
Motion to approve.
Thanks, Gary.
Second.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Shelby.
Aye. All right, next we have the 2026 tentative amended budget. So this is necessary due to the bond transaction for assessment area number two. So I'll start here with the capital projects fund, really focusing on that second column to the furthest right. So we have
Shelby, can I get you to,
make it bigger.
yeah, my old eyes aren't working.
So bond issuance proceeds were the 21.45 million. We've estimated interest income there. That total amount will really depend on just kind of the timing of when all the costs are paid out. And then for expenditures, bond issue costs of 764,000. That includes the underwriter's discount that they take, and then all of the other issuance costs, through the various parties involved in that transaction. And then capital outlay about 15.7 million. So this is reflecting that the full amount of the project fund would be spent in 2026. Based on the offering document, I believe the majority of that was reported that it was already spent and would be reimbursed to the developer. The transfers out of 4.9 million represents the capitalized interest and reserve fund for the 2026 bonds. And then this ending balance here, again, working capital fund, which is the kind of newly funded working capital fund from the second bond issuance. Then moving to the debt service fund, this will be a new fund for the district. So we'll have two debt service funds to account for the 2024 bonds and then the 2026 bonds separately. So interest income estimated here, the transfer in for capitalized interest and reserve funds. And then there's an anticipated bond interest payment in 2026 for that $740,000, which would be paid from capitalized interest. Any questions or comments on this amended budget?
None.
Okay.
Remain.
Okay.
Okay, what I would need then is a motion to approve the tentative budget, and then we'll set the public hearing and final approval for our next board meeting. So that should cover us. So, motion to approve the tentative budget.
I'll motion to approve the, excuse me, the tentative budget.
Thanks, Gary.
Second.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Welcome, Kevin. Thanks for hopping on. So next up, Utah Local Governments Trust. That's who we have our insurance through. So they used to require a $5 million minimum amount for the liability insurance. The new districts, they've looked at PIDs, figured out, hey, they're not as risky as we thought. So we've been doing $2 million policies lately. So they came a month or two ago and wanted to increase the premium for us to go from $3,500 to $5,000. We said, well, hey, we want to keep it as low as we can on the premium, and asked if we could go to that $2 million. They said, yes, we could. We just wanted to make sure you guys were comfortable with going from that five down to 2 million and keeping the premium the same.
Highlight any of the risks you see associated with that?
No, Matt and I and Tyler, we've all talked about it, and we think it's fine for us to go down. But
Okay.
we just wanted you guys to
Yeah, no objection.
We'll see if you guys had any questions or concerns.
Seems fine to me.
Okay. Okay, perfect. All right, next up, legislature did two wonderful things to us. So Tyler's going to take the first one. So, Tyler. You're on mute, Tyler.
Silly me. Thanks. Y'all should be seeing this trustee conflict of interest disclosure. The state legislature recently passed a statute requiring that all members and officers of public entities have to fill out the same conflict of interest disclosure that they've had to fill out. So you might recall filling out a conflict of interest disclosure previously. It was only four or five questions. This one is more detailed. We'll need you to fill it out in the next week or two, ideally. And this will be something that we'll do annually moving forward. We'll circulate it with you in December, and after this year, we'll need it between January. We'll need them refilled out between January 1st and January 31st of every year. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us. I'll be sending this around as well as with the prior conflict of interest disclosures that you filled out, so that you, to help you fill out this one in an email shortly after this. So, any
They
questions?
wanted to, yeah, they wanted to share the love with everybody else. So all governmental entities in the state now have to do this form. So it's not just us. Every city, every county, every special district, everybody has to do the same one. We can't have different ones.
Okay.
So we get it's going to be a pain, but as Tyler said, we're going to try to make it as easy on you guys as we can. So sorry. Don't shoot the messengers. Next thing. So the other thing they did was they want an anchor location inside of the district for every district. So what that would mean is somewhere, do you guys have a place that would be open to the public could come, model home or something inside of the district? If not, we can go to
Do.
West Jordan City. You
Yeah, we
do?
do. Yeah.
So we could list that as the anchor location.
Yeah, Michael, I already talked to Matt Entz about this. We're going to
Okay.
do it at our, we call it the Lantern, Library Lantern. It's a little facility, and that we'll just need to make arrangements each month to either have one of us as a board member go, or somebody from the HOA can make the building available for our meeting.
Okay, perfect. I'm glad he talked to you then, Gary. Okay, well, that's taken care of. Do you guys have anything else for us? That's everything we have today. So, okay, could I get a motion to adjourn then?
A motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Richard. Thanks, Scott. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, good to see you guys.